I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, people in Indiana and North Carolina are voting on whether Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton should be the Democratic nominee for president. The nominee, whoever that is probably going to have a tough race against John McCain. And it'll be even tougher if the Democratic nominating convention in Denver 3 months from now is anything like the one in Chicago 40 years ago. Now, as then, an unpopular war is being waged, and now, as then, a group of anti-war activists is planning to show up. Kurt Sigler of KUNC in northern Colorado sent us this report.
I move, Mr. Chairman, that this convention recess in solemn protest against the brutal suppression of ideas.
The scene inside the 1968 Democratic Convention was almost as heated as the scene outside. Anti-war protesters had been denied a permit to stage rallies in nearby Lincoln Park, but that didn't stop them. Activism was at fever pitch that summer following the assassinations of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and presidential hopeful Robert Kennedy. In Chicago, things between protesters and thousands of police, soldiers, and Secret Service agents quickly spiraled out of control.
Now the blue helmeted Chicago policemen are running toward anyone and everyone, swinging their clubs. There is blood on the streets.
Here in Denver's Civic Center Park, Glenn Spagnuolo is drawing parallels to what happened in Chicago 40 years ago. The 30-something activist is the co-founder of Recreate 68. His group was recently denied a permit to stage an anti-Iraq war protest in this park the day before the Democratic Convention begins, though permits have been granted for other days. Spagnuolo says people will come here anyway to protest what they see as an unjust war and a two-party system that doesn't listen to voters.
The Republicans are not going to move, they're not going to listen, and we know that. There's a chance that the Democratic Party might actually move and listen to the people who get them elected.
Recreate 68 has been working with local lawyers to train activists in civil disobedience, but Spagnuolo insists that recreating the violence of the 1968 protests is not the intent of his group.
So we're trying to recreate that spirit that existed back then, that young people can make a revolutionary change in this country and they don't have to do it violently.
But can you recreate the anti-war spirit of 1968 in 2008?
I'm actually more struck by the differences than I am the similarities.
University of Colorado Public Affairs professor Lloyd Burton says in 1968, thousands were being drafted, the nation was in agony over the Vietnam War, and empathy for veterans like him was low.
That tone, happily, does not pervade American society at the present time. There are obviously diverse views about the wisdom of either starting the war in Iraq or continuing to execute it, but those divergences of views are not being expressed in the same way.
Burton served in the 3rd Marine Division's ground forces in Vietnam. When he returned home, he went to huge peace rallies and worked for an anti-war congressman. Burton says that spirit of intense activism doesn't prevail today. Even so, the city of Denver hopes to regulate large protests should they occur this summer, but city leaders are quick to avoid any comparisons to Chicago. They're promising to balance free speech rights with security concerns. Glenn Spagnuolo sparred with one of Recreate 68's biggest critics at a recent debate on this very topic.
I mean, our job is to say we don't want anyone to get hurt.
The city is
it's as simple as that.
That's Charlie Brown, a Republican and Denver city councilman, who doubts that Recreate 68's motives are peaceful. He says providing a forum for free speech during the convention is a priority, but so is safety.
We do not want to provoke violence. That's not our goal. But we have to protect you. We have to protect other groups.
Last Friday, Recreate 68 and the ACLU filed a lawsuit seeking to force Denver and the Secret Service to release security plans for the convention. No one knows how big the Recreate 68 protests will be. Estimates run from 10 to 100,000. The Democratic National Committee declined to be interviewed on tape for this story, but spokeswoman Stacey Paxton did say the DNC doesn't consider Recreate 68 to be a reputable group at this point. For The World, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.